Welcome to Pro Player Stadium in Miami, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reggie Jefferson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Wakefield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Todd Dunwoody. Batting second. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting third. The right fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ryan Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Craig Counsell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesus Sanchez. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Jesus Sanchez. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis bunts towards the right side of the infield. Counsell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin hits a line drive beyond short. Renteria can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garcia-Para hits a line drive beyond short. Renteria can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lewis scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeil fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. Garcia-Para moves to second. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin tags and scores. Garcia-Para tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Varitek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dunwoody strikes out. One out. Edgar Renteria batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Coetzee hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Zeil takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Floyd hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Marlins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jefferson hits a line drive beyond first. Jackson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Wakefield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sanchez fires to first and picks off Benjamin. Two outs. Tim Wakefield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jefferson. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Counsell moves to second. Two outs. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanchez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Marlins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia Parra takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Garcia Parra moves to second. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Dunwoody settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Dunwoody batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunwoody is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunwoody hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 0 for 1 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Marlins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 0 for 1 in the game. Varitek takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Dunwoody. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Varitek moves to third. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Floyd. Benjamin reaches second base with a double. Varitek scores. Jefferson scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tim Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield bunts in front of the plate. Redmond fields it and throws to first for the out. Benjamin moves to third. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanchez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Zeile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zeile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zeile takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jefferson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jefferson. Zeile moves to second. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Zeile. The throw from Varitek and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. Floyd moves to second. One out. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Counsell is 0-for-1 in the game. Counsell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Redmond is 0-for-1 in the game. Redmond hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Redmond reaches second base with a double. There goes Counsell trying to get to home. O'Leary throws the ball into Valentin who relays the ball to Varitek, who tags Counsell, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Marlins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Garciaparra moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Garciaparra moves to third. Buford moves to second. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Varitek strikes out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jefferson is hit by the pitch. Garciaparra scores. Buford moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Billy Ashley pinch runs for Reggie Jefferson. Dave Berg now playing second base. Matt Mante now pitching. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Benjamin takes first base on ball 4. Buford scores. O'Leary moves to third. Ashley moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Tim Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. There goes Ashley trying to get to home. Coetzee throws the ball into Redmond, who tags Ashley, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Benjamin moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Billy Ashley now playing first base. Dave Berg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berg strikes out. 1 out. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunwoody is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunwoody hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Buford, who is chasing the ball. Dunwoody reaches third base with a triple. Edgar Renteria, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Renteria is 0-for-2 in the game. Renteria hits a pop-up towards first. Ashley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Marlins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garciaparra is hit by the pitch. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garciaparra. The throw from Redmond and he is out, Berg applying the tag. Two outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zeil is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Zeil takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Marlins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Varitek strikes out. 1 out. Billy Ashley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ashley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dunwoody. Ashley reaches second base with a double. O'Leary goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Benjamin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Benjamin strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Wakefield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. John Cangalosi pinch hits for Matt Mante. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Redmond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Redmond hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Berg is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dunwoody is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dunwoody hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ashley juggles the ball. That's an error on Ashley. Cangalosi moves to second. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Renteria is 0-for-3 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Marlins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jay Powell now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields the ball and throws to Powell covering. Safe. Lewis moves to second. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garcia-Para is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into right field. Cote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis moves to third. 1 out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis scores. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Darren Bragg now playing left field. Mark Cote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cote hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Buford. Cote reaches second base with a double. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Zile is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Zile takes first base on ball 4. John Wenner pinch runs for Todd Zile. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Floyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Floyd hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Varitek for a passed ball. Coetzee moves to third. Wenner moves to second. Ryan Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Lee pinch hits for Jay Powell. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Coetzee scores. Wenner moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Jim Corsi now pitching. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Redmond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ashley fields the ball and throws to Corsi covering. Safe. Wenner scores. Lee moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Dave Berg is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berg is 0 for 2 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ashley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Marlins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Wenner now playing third base. Kurt Ohio now pitching. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Varitek is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Varitek takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ashley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ashley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ashley hits a fly ball into right field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Benjamin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Redmond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Corsi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Corsi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wenner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Marlins 4. The Marlins will come to bat. Todd Dunwoody is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dunwoody is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Dunwoody hits a line drive beyond second. Benjamin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Renteria is 0 for 4 in the game. Renteria hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coetzee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Florida Marlins, 4. Goodbye from Pro Player Stadium in Miami.